This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. As children, we chanted, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me." But is that statement true? Well, tune in today and hear words of truth and healing as we consider the effects of toxic words in our lives.
It's soul detox time. One of the most deadly pollutants for one's soul is lethal language. Stay with us as we look at the power of words. Let's pray. Gracious and faithful God, we pause once again to drink from the fountain of life, your holy word. We are thirsty to hear your truth and be reminded once again of your greatness and wisdom. Renew us by the power of your Holy Spirit, so that we might walk in your will and delight in your ways. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen. Dear friends, we've all heard that children's adage, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Well, it's not really true, is it? Words really can hurt a person, not physically, but deep inside. They can leave scars that stick with us. They can be lethal to us and to our souls. Perhaps some of you have been at the receiving end of lethal words from a spouse or a parent or a coach or someone else in authority. You know from personal experience that children's saying about sticks and stones is not true. Well, Solomon in the book of Proverbs makes an astute observation on the power of words that I wanted to focus on today with you. He writes, "The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Eugene Peterson, in his version of the Message, takes this proverb and writes it out this way in modern English: "Rash language cuts and maims, but there is healing in the words of the wise." These days I'm doing a short sermon series entitled Soul Detox. Last week I talked with you about each one of us has a soul. Jesus told us to be careful with those souls. He said, "What does it profit a person to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul?" The soul is something to be taken care of and not to be taken lightly. So these days we're doing some soul searching and soul maintenance, and perhaps some soul restoration by taking a look at some of the toxins and poisons and pollutants that can damage our souls when they find their way inside of us. One of those poisons that can ruin a soul is lethal language or toxic words. Here's a few samples of some of those toxic words that can hurt. You're a loser. You'll never add up to anything. I'm sorry I ever married you. You're no good. Can't you do anything right? You're chubby. You're stupid. You were a mistake. I wish I'd never had you. I never loved you. You'll never change. Why can't you be more like your brother? You are such a disappointment to me. You are a real pain in the rear end. Ouch. And what oftentimes happens when those words get tossed in our direction, they do pierce and cut and maim, and they get internalized inside of us. And so just like the writer of Proverbs says, we get wounded. And oftentimes these words can eventually, as they reside within us, fill a person with bitterness and resentment and poor self-esteem, can make us distant in our relationships, negative, critical, might even cause us to use the same words on others that were used on us. It can be really a deadly thing to have these words make their home inside of us. A couple stories that I thought of when I was putting this message together. One is out of a book by Gordon MacDonald, wonderful Christian writer. It's called Ordering Your Private World. He tells of a couple coming into his office for marriage counseling. He says she was asking him to leave home. When I asked her why, she said it was the only possible way there'd be any peace or normal life for the rest of the family. There was no infidelity, no single issue. She simply wasn't prepared to live with him for the rest of his life, given his temperament and value system. But of course, he didn't want to leave. In fact, he was shocked that she should have come to this conclusion. He said, I've been a faithful provider. The kids have everything they wanted. So do you. Besides, aren't we Christians? And then he turned to me and said, Pastor, can't you help me solve this problem? Well, the story slowly emerged as we talked. It became clear that I was visiting with a driven man and his wife, and his drivenness was costing a marriage, a family, and his physical health. That the marriage was virtually dead, I could see in the body language. That the family was in ruin, I could deduce from the descriptions of the attitudes of the children. And that his health was in jeopardy was obvious when he told me of ulcers, migraine headaches, and occasional chest pains. He was a successful owner of a business. But he admitted, in times of conflict, he was given to explosive anger. In relationships, he could be abrasive and intimidating. When put into a social situation, he was usually bored with conversation and tended to withdraw and drink too much. He had great success on the outside, though. He had great tickets to the Red Sox games, a good job that was providing for his family. But after several conversations, I began to gain some new insights into the energy source that was driving this man in a way of life that was destroying everything around him. In the midst of one of our talks, I asked him about his father. Suddenly, his mood became dramatically altered. Anyone could have sensed that I had abruptly uncovered a deeply sensitive matter. What slowly unfolded was a story of extreme pain. His father, I learned, was a man given to extreme sarcasm and ridicule. He had regularly told his son, "You're a bum. You'll always be a bum and nothing better." It had been said so many times that the words had become emblazoned like a neon sign in the center of this young man's private world. And now here he is in his early 40s, unconsciously trying to disprove the label given to him by his father. Words destroy. another story by a young Christian woman named Kristen Ditchfield in her book called Away with Words. She tells of going to visit her grandmother for the weekend, and when her mom and dad dropped her off at the front door, she walked into Grandma's house, only to find Grandma with a group of friends praying around her, laying hands on her, hugging her. Grandma was sobbing violently. After the friends had left, she came to this her little girl, Kristen, and explained to her that she was letting go of the hurt. They'd been talking about the hurts of the past, and that God had put his finger on a wound in her heart that needed to be healed, a burden from which she needed to be set free. She's still teary. That grandmother went on to tell that little girl how she had realized that morning that there was a hurt she'd been holding ever since she was a little girl, something that had haunted her all of her life. It seems that once, in a fit of anger, her mother had told her that she was a mistake and should never have been born. Her mother was not a very sentimental woman, kind of a stiff upper lip, and this was long before she knew Jesus. Kristen Ditchfield, the writer, says, "I doubt if it would have ever occurred to her the anguish that her careless words could cause, but more than 60 years later, the pain was still fresh, that her daughter could hardly breathe. For decades, her mother's words had hounded her. They robbed her of any sense of joy or satisfaction in her accomplishments. She'd become a national champion swimmer in her teens, an ambulance driver during World War II, and a beloved wife and mother and grandmother, active in the church, reaching younger women to mentor them. Yet at times when my grandmother was vulnerable, the devil used her mother's words to convince her that she was utterly worthless. She had been wounded by those words. The world is full of people like that who have had their hopes shattered, their dreams dashed, their self-image left in shambles, crippled or stifled or silenced by something hurtful that someone had said to them." Toxic words drove these two individuals into a very unhappy life. So how does one get healed if someone has dumped that kind of poison into your life? Well, Solomon, who said, while he said words that are reckless, wound like a sword, also went on to say that the words of the wise have the power to heal. So we need wisdom. And who wiser would we turn to than the God who made us and knows what makes our lives work and who loves us? This God has a word for us in his holy word. This God is much wiser than any wisdom of the world. In fact, his foolishness is even wiser than human wisdom, the Apostle Paul wrote. So we would listen to God's word if we're looking to be healed. I invite you to let these words minister to you if you've had toxic words thrown in your direction. Listen to them, claim them, and believe them. In the book of Genesis, it says you were created in the image of God. That means that you were the crown of his creation, that you are loved and made for a personal relationship with God, that you are of more value than many sparrows, as Jesus said. You are also died for, according to Scripture. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Put your own name in there, like I'll put mine. God so loved Steve that he gave his only Son. And that Son died for me and for you at the cross. God loves you that much. That's how valuable you are to him. The Apostle Paul says, "And trusting in him, we are a new creation, called to be his ambassador. We have a high purpose placed upon us in Christ. You are a representative of Jesus Christ in this world. There's no higher calling in life than that." The Apostle Paul says also that you are a masterpiece created for good works that God has prepared for you. In John's letter, his first letter, he said, "And so we are children of God." Children of God, precious to him. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, and I certainly hope you are, then I appeal to you this day, claim these precious truths for yourselves. Let go of that old junk and claim these things. Tape these words on your bathroom mirror or on your refrigerator door and tell them to yourself over and over and over again in your self-talk. I am created in God's image. I am died for. I am a new creation in Christ. I am a masterpiece. Let these words become your truth from your wise God who loves you. But how do we learn to guard our hearts then against these toxic words that might get thrown at us in the future? Maybe we're in relationships with people that are saying things. How do we guard our hearts so that they don't imprison us and destroy us within? Well, the truth is we can't control what others say about us, can we? But we can control what we choose to believe. Countless times a day when it comes to what you hear, you have choices to make. Do I believe this or not? Do I accept it or do I reject it? I invite you to try this little exercise. It's called truth or trash. When someone has said something to you or about you, take the time to analyze the message and the source before swallowing it and digesting it, that something that someone's trying to feed you. Ask these questions of yourself. Are their words true? Are they based on Scripture? Or do they disagree with Scripture? Are they supported by data over time? Does this person sincerely love me? Now, if there's some truth in their words, whether it be some critiques or encouragement, then embrace them and act upon them. But if the words are untrue and mean-spirited and non-scriptural and critical without being constructive, then call them for what they are, toxic waste to be rejected. Don't let those words in. Take out the trash and leave it by the curb. Hit the delete button and walk away from it. Also, remember that you don't have to deal with these words alone. God has given us each other, the Christian community, to remind each other of God's truths, to be encouragers to one another, to reflect God's love to one another. I would encourage you, when someone throws something in your direction, turn to a mature, reliable brother or sister in Christ that you respect and ask this individual, "Now you know me, is this true of me?" So how is your soul these days? Are there lethal words sticking inside of you, inside of your soul? How are you taking care of your soul? I encourage you this day. It's time to take out the trash and then leave it out. Take it out to the curb and choose instead to feed your soul the wise, life-giving Word of God. After all, He is the true lover of your soul. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your wisdom and counsel this day. If there is someone listening in to this service this morning in need of inner healing, help him or her to take out the trash talk that's been dumped on their life and begin to trust in your healing word as the source of life. Give us wisdom in guarding our hearts and souls in the future, Father. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to feed your soul with the wise, life-giving Word of God. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders is dependent upon the free will gifts of our listening family. A memorial gift is a meaningful way to remember a loved one. Memorial gifts are sometimes given to remember a very special person on his or her birthday or some other special occasion. For your convenience, we are able to accept donations by credit card. Your support allows us to deliver biblical truth to those who are unable to worship in the church of their choice. We thank each of our listeners who have remembered Christian Crusaders with their gifts and their prayers. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924 or shoot an email at cc@naz.org. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day, and we pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 78th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.